Hello.
Hey, Laura, it's Matt here.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi, Matt. I'm good.
It's Monday, right?
It's Monday. I was expecting your call, so you can go ahead and put through the charge. And
good,
then
good.
We have another call on Wednesday with whoever you're going to assign.
You said Tuesday. You want Wednesday instead?
Oh, no,
yeah.
No. Make whatever day. No, Tuesday's fine.
Tuesday. Did you get that email reminder?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday at...
Tuesday. I'm sorry. Yep.
Yeah.
12:30. Got it.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, so I have that set up here. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get everything finished here for you.
Okay.
You guys have a good weekend?
Yeah, went to Miami, okay. Just did a lot of, where am I calling?
Yeah, so I'm actually here in Southern California,
oh.
A place called Fountain Valley. I don't know if you know where that is or not.
My son lives in North Hollywood, so I don't know
okay.
Exactly where that is. How far
is
that?
Yeah, I know exactly there. Yeah, it's a little north, obviously, but yeah, definitely, good area, I like North Hollywood. Hold on one second, so I'm going ahead and, getting this taken care of. Okay, so question for you. I'm going to send you a text to for our different sites, okay? It's called My Site, and you can, obviously, you don't need to, I definitely don't want you to, like, tell me now, but I want you to go through and find out kind of what layout you kind of like. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So that you can see what you like want in terms of, you know, for your, you know, your website.
The website. Yeah, whoever's gonna be my person can certainly look at my existing site.
Sure.
And then maybe recommend, you know. I mean, I don't necessarily need to change the whole thing, but I will do that. Yeah, send it along. I absolutely will do that.
Yeah, because you're like
tomorrow. I'm crazy.
You know, I know.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, because I know. I mean, again, like even if you need like a few days, you know, like you know, we're definitely here. You know,
okay.
To you know, and if like whenever we design your website, if you don't like it, we can always change it too. So that's the nice thing. You know, like we've made so many thousands of websites. It's not going to be. And hard task for us to do. So
right.
We do this day in, day out. Okay,
as so. Long as they can figure out how to extract my picture. As I said, when my husband's on the phone and he's better at this than me tomorrow, we'll give you all the who's hosting and all that kind of stuff. Whoever, do you know the person who's going to be calling so I know a name or not? You don't know?
Not yet. I haven't even seen yet, like depending on the schedule tomorrow. So I'll let you know. I can text you, though. Who'll be calling.
All right, text me. Yeah, just
yeah,
let me know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Somebody who's easy to work with. Just I'm not, like as I said, I'm a really good designer, but I'm not tech savvy. So someone
like
use simple words for me.
My whole team's very easy to work with. Like,
okay.
Very easy.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Somebody that's like specifically, yeah, that's fine. Okay, whoever it is, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then so I'm gonna text you this. Okay. So here's this, and then I'm also going to send you this phone number, too. I want you to make sure you put this number in your contacts, this 877 number as well. I'm gonna
what number is that? Is that you, or who is that?
It's our team. It's the 877-635-6225 number.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you save that. I'm going to text all this to you right now so you have that.
Okay.
Keep it simple, you know?
Yep.
So there's that. Okay. So, got a couple questions for you. On your hours of operation, okay, what do you want your hours of operation to be?
9 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay, what about Saturday?
Once in a while I go out on Saturday, but I don't do it regularly. Most of my clients can find time during the day to...
Do you want appointment only, or do you want it like then Saturday 9 to like 2, or?
I don't, you're thinking people won't, if I don't put Saturday, you think that's not going to be a good thing? You think people might not?
I mean, we just got to show like when you're open on Google, so, you know, that's kind of.
No, I know. I think I would rather have you put Monday through Friday 9 to 5.
Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, obviously, I'm going to put off. Or what do you want me to do for Sunday?
I mean, maybe not. I would put nine. I see. I get the sense you want me to just then put 9 to 1 or something on Saturday.
Okay.
If somebody calls me and they can only meet Saturday, I do. I do.
Yeah, but I don't.
I don't try to do that.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
It's not like a you know a hardware store that's open on Saturday. I don't. I try not to. So anyway.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. And then let me make sure here. You have not gotten any 5-star reviews on Google, correct, yet?
Or have no, you? But I have a lot of really good reviews on Angie and on that are on my website. Am I allowed to transfer those reviews to Google, or does it have to be?
Okay, so you have one actually good Google review on Google. Min MJS. You know Min, M-I-N? MJS
no.
is there. Laura Mandel. Interior design. There you are. Okay, so yeah, we have
no
one
idea.
Google
I mean, I work with thousands of people, so I don't want to.
Yeah, I gotcha. So, back to recapping a couple things. Okay, You're gonna eventually download the local Splash app. Okay, you could. I don't know what type of phone do you use. Do you have Apple or Android?
Yeah, Apple.
Okay. So you just go in your Hold on. You go into the App Store, and then you just type in the word local Splash.
Okay.
And it will.
Are you going to text this to me, or should I be writing this down?
No, I mean it's.
I'll write it down.
Yeah,
because I'm.
Yeah.
Walking around, so let me just write. Okay, local.
Yeah.
App Store local Splash. Okay.
Yeah, and it's the first one that comes up. It's an L. It's a red L, and it's a blue S. You'll see the app. Okay.
Okay.
So you're gonna get that app. Okay,
yep.
And then that's going to, like, help you control everything. Eventually, I'm going to send you an email of how to get more 5-star reviews, okay?
Once we
do that. Obviously, we talked about getting a professional photo done, right? We really went into details into that, right? So having some more updated photos, telling us what photos you like out of your website that you want us to use and what photos you want to replace it with.
Okay, I've got a bunch that I do like. There's a few that I want to take out, and I have a few that I'm going to replace it with. So when I get more into the website area in the next couple of days, or when I talk to this person, then I can, you know, give them
exactly.
I'm sure you don't want to hear all the details of what – I got to find them. They're all on my camera. Okay.
Yeah, then you can just send us the photos. You know, we can pull off the photos that are already on your website that you like. Obviously, we're not going to pick the photos you don't like. And then any other photos that you do have, you'll just email those over to us and we can utilize those photos, okay?
Okay.
But it's going to be majorly important, okay, and if you want to write that on your paper to get the 5-star reviews, okay? So once you start using the app and I'll send you the email, I'm not going to overload you with a lot of stuff right now because I don't want to do that to you. I hate doing that to people, right? But like in a week from now, I'll send you this email basically showing you how to get the 5-star reviews, okay? And what you'll do is you'll take all your past clients, right, that you've done business in, and you're going to input them into your system, and then the system's going to do the rest. It's literally going to help you, like, send out automated stuff to these people. Thanks for, you know, using Laura Mandel Interior Design. We appreciate your business. Our business survives and thrives on 5-star reviews. Please go ahead and click the link real quick and leave us a 5-star review. Something along those lines. Okay?
Some of them are old, as I told you. I don't have a high turnover business, so I hope.
Yeah.
Well, if it's, you know.
And if it's, and then like, you know, what I also tell people to do is put some friends and family members into our system too so that they get the text, right, so that they'll give you a 5-star review as well. Right. So the nice thing about
I've never done work for them.
What's that?
Even if I've never done work for them.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Every business does that when they, you know, when they're trying to get their 5-star reviews. So, you know, just people just saying good things about you, right? Oh, Laura does good work. Laura, you know, the Laura.
Right.
So we just need all that. Okay.
All right.
Also, okay. So let me do this. Okay. I need to pull this up real quick here. For you. Okay, so before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what we call our voice verification recording. Basically, since I got the website taken care of for you, we're not going to charge you anything in this pre-agreement for you. It's obviously an added form of protection. We're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So when I walk, you know, through this, if there's anything you don't understand, Laura, just, you know, feel free. Do me a favor. Just stop me and be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? And I'll just rephrase it for you to make sure, okay. You know, obviously you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Okay.
So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Laura Mindell Interior Design.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Laura Mindell, owner.
Okay. Obviously, you were authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're mm-hmm. authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Please save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Okay. So I did text you that number as well. You can definitely add that to your contact. A lot of my team is going to be calling from that number, including your account rep as well. You'll see that number often. Okay. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You're obviously provided with a security question to verify that calls are coming from Local Splash and not another company. I sometimes have competitors, right, that will see you on Google and try to call you and sway you over to them or whatever. So it gets real wild out there. So, you know, and sometimes people impersonate, you know, us even, you know, to like, you know, trick people, right? So just make sure whenever you talk to my company that, you know, you're giving the security question and all that, okay? In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Disclose them? Yeah.
Yeah, so if you decide to do any other additional marketing, we just need to know so it doesn't mess up anything. That's the reason why we asked.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? All right.
Yeah, I mean, so, I do Angie, so I'm gonna continue with that.
Yeah, of course, definitely. That's no problem. So, yeah, that's what that means. Okay, so as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google verification application, any other items recommended for the Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days upon request. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
I do not have business insurance, but I will submit you my license.
Okay. Yeah. We don't necessarily need the business insurance, so that's not going to be something that's necessarily going to be asked of you. We're not doing any like paper lead programs or anything else, so that's not going to be necessary on that. Okay, but if they need like certain documents, they're going to ask you. That's basically what that's stating. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is February 9th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 9th of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I understand. As long as if I'm not satisfied at the end of my 3-month commitment, I'm able to cancel.
Exactly.
And as long as the fee does not go up in month 4, as long as it continues to be $299, then I understand.
Yeah, exactly. And you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting the client support, the 877-635-6225 number. Obviously, you need to speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, obviously an early termination fee will apply. to prevent charges on your next month of service, contact clients for at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. If you ever need to change your billing date in the future, just call us 3 days before your billing date of the 9th. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what that's stating as well. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and here and finish this up. Okay. On your website, do you want to be able to receive payment like through PayPal or any type of payment companies? Like, would you want to be able to do that and like have that integrated on your website as well?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And then your husband, he's going to be on that call tomorrow, correct?
Yes, he is.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me, and I am getting this last bit of paperwork taken care of. Okay. And then you should be getting some automatic text messages to your phone. Let me know once you got them.
Oh, okay. But as we move forward, the person I'm going to be contacting is going to be this account person, whoever you're going to assign.
Yeah, once we get it assigned, yeah. Once I get it done, yeah. Definitely. And then they'll give you their phone number and information. And then obviously you have my email. I sent you text as well.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be in the background and still communicating with you it.
Okay. So if I want to reach out to you on this phone, the phone number you're calling me on now is the number that I should reach out to you on.
The best number to like actually get a hold of me, right? It's going to be our 877 number, and then you enter my extension. That typically is the best way to get a hold of me. So that 877.
Okay, so give me it again. Yeah, 877, yeah.
635.
Yep.
6225. Yep. And then when you call in, you'll hit 1, and then it will allow you, you'll hit 1, and then it allows you to enter somebody's extension, and my extension is 6386.
6386, okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
So that's,
right.
so that's one
that
way you can get a hold of me. And then, like I said, but I work very well with text and emails as well. So I'm obviously on the phone a lot. So sometimes, you know, like if you don't catch me, you know, just give me a little bit of time to, like, reach back to you, you know. But staying on top.
No, I understand. So the numbers I should be text you on the number, you know, that number.
Yeah, exactly. But did you get that? You should have gotten a.
Let me see.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got something.
Okay, so you were looking.
I didn't look at it, but I got it. You want me to open it up?
Yeah, one like it says your invoice, and then it says please click this link.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. All right, I'm trying to find the please click this link thing.
Yeah.
Hold on. Premium website, tailored for your success, blah, blah, blah. Scheduling, accessibility, payment, lead driven. I'm trying to do that at the bottom. Grow your business, custom email, booking, scheduling. Where is it?
You don't
have to get a quote, company services. There's nothing that says, please click this link.
Okay. Here, I'll get it. Here. You guys should get it now.
Okay, let me see. Okay. signing e-signature, collect, okay. So you want me to just click here and type your name in a scene? That's what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yeah, exactly. Type in Laura Mendel, and then you're going to agree.
Okay, confirm signature. Okay, I did that. Now what?
There's three check boxes there. I agree to.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God, what is all this? I'm on number 13. Does it go back? Oh God, hold on. Okay. Certify, I'm the authorized person. I acknowledge.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
I did it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, let me do the first one. I agree to.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And then you
hit it's not allowing me to get the second one. Hold on. It's not allowing me to hit the first one. I agree to receive messages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Why is it not allowing me to do that? Well, you have to check it for me because it's not allowing me to click that one. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, I can't check it for you. You have to.
Okay, Chris, can you figure this out? My cousin is here. I need to check this. It's not working. I need to check that.
Maybe if you log out and go back in, you know what I mean? Try clicking on it again. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, because you can scroll down to just, I don't know, try to do it again.
Go back. Get out of here. I told you I'm not good at this, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's not allowing me to even go back. It's not.
Where was it?
Here.
Was it on this?
Yeah.
Okay. Just do that again.
Okay, so credentials for your client dashboard. You can log into your account. What am I... Oh. Okay, I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do it again.
The link. It's the...
I'm trying to find it. I'm all the way down at the... This is ridiculous.
Remember where it was last time?
No. Matt, this is a pain in the ass. No.
Was that?
He did it here. Localsplash.com, my site. Is that what I'm?
No. You're trying to.
Okay, got username, account. No, he did not
here. It just has the link to.
It's the one thing, you know, welcome, here's your credentials, your username. But underneath that says, Laura, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your...
It must be another one here. Okay, thank you for... That's the first one you sent. Please click here.
Oh, okay, that's a different...
Yeah, so I agree. All right, I hit them, all three of them.
And at the bottom, there's like a button for you to finish it.
Okay, I'll do it again. Okay, I did it.
Okay, and then what did it take you to after that?
Welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your credentials below.
Okay, so yeah, so we sent you that information too. Did you get that text? That was the text of that one. Okay.
Yeah.
So that gives you your, so when you download the app, right, that gives you your actual username. Your username is your phone number, and then the password is, looks like fun photos is your password. Okay.
Okay.
So that's how you're going to get into your back office dashboard. The dashboard is going to help you, Laura, with, you know, like I said, managing all your leads. All your calls will be recorded. You know, and then it helps you with all of that stuff. We actually, remember I was telling you, we purchased this thing called a call tracking phone number. You remember we talking about that?
Yeah,
where
yeah.
It helped us with?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's going to be part of, you know, the service and part of, you know, how we're going to keep tabs of all your leads and what's performing and not performing. So we're going to have a monthly call with you on that as well, right, so that we can keep making tweaks. Again, there's a little bit of a ramp up, like I told you and your husband, the first couple weeks,
yeah,
get your site redone and all that stuff. Okay.
No, I'm expecting all that.
Exactly. So I got everything from you that I need at this point for us to be set up for the call tomorrow.
Okay.
Are there any other questions that you have for me that I have not gone over for you?
No, I don't think so. When I can think about it tomorrow, I will. We'll come up with questions, and I will answer all. You know, I'll do all that stuff to get my. And I don't expect to be getting leads tomorrow. I expect it's going to be a couple of week ramp up because I know, you know, the website and all that kind of stuff. The only thing that I'm, you know, we'll see if it counts. You know, 90% on Google reviews, I'm not going to do well. I'm still going to do it, but it's not going to work because I have
so many
reviews
from
years
past. Your Google
reviews
is just there to show that you're credible. Having one five-star review obviously doesn't help you either. So we need to, you know, find that, like, happy medium, right? So
your goal
is to get to at least 10 five-star reviews and then eventually get to 20 five-star reviews. That'll really help you show that, okay, you've done business and that you're not – just a startup with one Google review, right? So
I get what you're saying. I will see, you know, I can't go back to clients I did a year. It's just moderately awkward. I mean, we'll see what happens. That's all, you know.
No,
I mean,
so the thing about it is, like, do you have all your ex clients' names and phone numbers already? Do you have that, like, somewhere in? Okay,
yeah,
so all you have to do is put that into our system, and the system takes care of the rest. You don't need to contact them. The system's going to automatically contact them and send them a text message. Hey, thanks for doing business with Laura Mendel. You know, our business thrives on five-star reviews. Please leave us a five-star review. So, as I always tell everybody, about 4 out of 10 people will take the time to actually go put a five-star review. So all those past people, you send 10, 4 of them are going to go give you five-star reviews. So that's good.
All
right.
Okay.
So that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. No, I'll have to go back through my files and I'll do all that. Again, I will sort all this out when this guy or woman or whoever is going to call me on Wednesday, and I'll write down what I have to do, and then I will do it little by little. I have to, you know, my past clients are in files, so I've got to go back and do that.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
So tomorrow is just going to be the call is basically going to go over some information, get some, like, details. Yeah, and then you're going to get acclimated with your account manager, like, who that's going to be and all that. And then the whole purpose is just mainly to start getting some of the paperwork now, like, okay, hey, send it to this email address, right? And then so the best number to reach you is going to be this number, right, the 561-846-1882. And then what is, like, the best form of communication for you? Phone, text, email?
Any of the above. I mean, I look at my emails all the time. I read my texts all the time. Somebody can call me. It doesn't matter. Any of them.
Is there, like,
I just text. I mean, if it's immediate, I don't carry my computer around, so I just text if it's something immediately. But if it's a long thing, then an email.
Yeah, I completely understand, like, how thorough you are. But, yeah, definitely a lot of my clients, they feel texting works best for them, too. You know, it used to be a day where text didn't even exist, huh?
There used to be a day when I started working, there wasn't even a way. I had a secretary, so if my phone rang and my secretary was not at my desk, you never got a message because there was no record. There was no recording.
Then
the button lit up on the phone and there was a message. Then, you know, so this is like,
you remember the little pink pads that had the, like, the message? Yeah,
absolutely.
With the message. Yeah.
She would leave it or he would leave it on my desk and I would know I didn't send phone calls. Otherwise, there was no way to leave a message. So life has changed a lot. Then forget computers and, imagine your life without a computer. I mean, just imagine. If you had to look up a phone number,
or
if you wanted to read it
or
something.
In that sense, you know?
Anything.
Yeah.
Even a phone you can carry with you. Yeah. If life is, imagine in 50 years what it's going to be like.
Okay. So they're going to go over some of the target areas with you that you want to, like, focus in on. So, and all that too tomorrow as well. So we'll talk about that. tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah, I got you all set up, so
thank
we'll call you.
You
tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. No worries. You have a good day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, too, man. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.